Part 1.
Now we're ready to start. Look at question 1. How will Mary travel to Scotland?
Are you taking the train to Scotland tomorrow, Mary?
No, I'm driving there. It's cheaper.
Why don't you go by coach?
Oh, no. It takes 7 hours.
Now listen again.
Are you taking the train to Scotland tomorrow, Mary?
No, I'm driving there. It's cheaper.
Why don't you go by coach?
Oh, no. It takes 7 hours.
Where are the shoes?
Mum, have you seen my brown shoes?
Yes, they're under the table.
No, they're not. I left them on the chair this morning, but they're not there now.
There they are, under the window.
Now listen again.
Mum, have you seen my brown shoes?
Yes, they're under the table.
No, they're not. I left them on the chair this morning, but they're not there now.
There they are, under the window.
When will the football match start next week?
Does the football match start at 12:15 every week?
No, it was early this week. It usually begins at 2 o'clock.
Social time next week?
Yes.
Now listen again.
Start at 12:15 every week?
No, it was early this week. It usually begins at 2 o'clock.
So, it'll be the usual time next week?
Yes.
Which box of chocolates do they buy?
Which box of chocolate shall we get Mum for her birthday?
Those round boxes with the flowers on are nice.
Yes, but that square box is cheaper.
But it's Mum's birthday. Let's get the big round one. We've got enough money.
Okay.
Now listen again.
Which box of chocolate shall we get Mum for her birthday?
Those round boxes with the flowers on are nice.
Yes, but that square box is cheaper.
But it's Mum's birthday. Let's get the big round one. We've got enough money.
Okay.
When's Wendy's birthday?
Wendy, you're 21 on Saturday, aren't you?
No, my birthday's on May the 18th.
Well, Saturday is the 18th.
No, it's not. It's the 16th.
Now listen again.
Well, Saturday is the 18th.
No, it's not. It's the 16th.
This is the end of part 1.
Part 2. You will hear the conversation twice.
Hello, 785-3126. Hello. Could I speak to Martin, please?
I'm afraid he's out at the moment. Can I take a message for him?
Yes, please. My name's Elaine.
How do you spell that?
E-L-A-I-N-E.
Right. Elaine. And what's the message?
Tell Martin that the party tonight is at the Grand Hotel. I'll meet him there.
Does he know the address?
Oh, yes. Everyone knows the Grand Hotel.
Okay, I'll tell him.
And tell him I'll try to be there at 8:30, but I may be a bit late.
Oh, I'm sure he won't mind waiting. I'll tell him. Is there anything else?
Oh, yes. Ask him to bring a friend.
A friend? Oh, good. That could be me.
Well. And please ask him to phone me if he can't come.
Has he got your phone number?
It's 724-5936.
Right, I've got that.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye.
Now listen again.
Hello, 785-3126.
Hello, could I speak to Martin, please?
I'm afraid he's out at the moment. Can I take a message for him?
Yes, please. My name's Elaine.
How do you spell that?
E-L-A-I-N-E.
Right. Elaine. And what's the message?
Tell Martin that the party tonight is at the Grand Hotel. I'll meet him there.
Does he know the address?
Oh, yes. Everyone knows the Grand Hotel.
Okay, I'll tell him.
And tell him I'll try to be there at 8:30, but I may be a bit late.
Oh, I'm sure he won't mind waiting. I'll tell him 8:30. Is there anything else?
Oh, yes. Ask him to bring a friend.
A friend? Oh, good. That could be me.
Well. And please ask him to phone me if he can't come.
Has he got your phone number?
It's 724-5936.
Right, I've got that.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye.
This is the end of part 2.